Sure.
I mean, well, there's a second area. The first one was attacks from the critics, and then attacks from the cultists. The Mormons, the JWs, the Christian Science, Theosophy, Unitarianism. You go all the way from the death cults, you know, the People's Temple cult of Jim Jones, the Branch Davidian cult of David Koresh, the bizarre Heaven's Gate cult of Marshall Applewhite, who thought they were going to be taken to heaven in the Hale-Bopp comet. You know, their writings were filled with twisted scripture and pseudo-Christian imagery. Cults have extra revelation by some inspired personality. Joseph Smith, Mary Baker Eddy, Patterson, Glover, Fry. She had a lot of husbands. Annie Besant, Judge Rutherford, Madame Blavatsky, and on it goes. Singular authoritative interpretation by the cult leader. They just relentlessly attack the truth of Scripture. And then I have to be really honest, thirdly is the attacks from the charismatics. What do you mean by that? I mean, anytime you say that there is continuing revelation, you have assaulted the Scriptures. This, if you haven't read the current articles in the latest Table Talk, you need to read it carefully. It's really very, very well done, very helpful. Very helpful. I've written a lot of things through the years on this movement, and look, I'm not saying that those people aren't Christians. People say to me, do you think the charismatics will go to heaven? I say, I do. I think some of them will just go flying on by, but I think there are many of them that are going to go there and stop when they arrive, you know. But when you have your own private vision, revelation, word of knowledge, word of wisdom from God, this is serious stuff. And when the Lord tells you this and the Lord tells you that and Jesus showed you what that verse meant, when you take your own private trip to heaven and then you get to take a trip to hell and hear voices from heaven, mystical hypersubjectivity, I'll tell you what, I don't like to put words in people's mouths, least of all God's. And then I'll be honest, I tune into TBN. If Tetzel were alive today, he would be a paragon of integrity.